That proves that every letter is not the same.
No.
And you don't use the same amount of air, and you don't use the same amount of tempo. So you've got to be careful on all letters and know how much air to use to each letter, like a chemist mixes chemicals. Each and every letter has a certain amount of air, different position in the throat, different movement of tongue. That you must study. Now we're going to go, we're going to use the D with the aha. We put the D in front of the A and put the D in back of the ha. Put the letter D in front and the D in the back. Now we go to this book. And you're going to cut out your windows like you to have them here. Now we're nearly to the end, but things we have carried before. And we're relaxing and we're just going to really just not going to concentrate on anything or not to stick, to strictly to stick to one topic or one subject. This frees your mind and makes you relax and you can jump in and talk on anything you want, and because all these things are going into the record of your home. So in your spare time when you're sitting down and your wife and your daughter and other people care to come in, and you have the subject all listed on the boxes like I showed you, so that you can pick up anything you want and get into the thing immediately. And you know what reel is, or what it is, or whatever subject that you want. Now the first thing was just a preliminary summary, and I talked fast, and I talked as quick as I could, and gave you as much condensed. It was all condensed because I could elaborate and blah, 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 and give you a lot of talk, which is also, would be also fruitful. But that will come later. As long as you get acquainted with the things briefly, on the subject, like on the farm, I told you a little about the farm, I told you a little about the body, I told you some about relaxation, and the mental bath means that you're going to, like taking a bath, and the regular bath is your mental bath, because it's a mental readjustment. You see, you have readjusted and everything in your mind that you have conceptions which possibly may be wrong about ventriloquism, or far-fetched, or impossible, but maybe impossible to other people, but there are things that you will be able to do much better than the things that you have a conception of. You're going to produce sounds and tones and everything else that you don't think that you can do, or you'll be able to do, but you'll do not only those, but you'll do the others and better ones than you have them, that you knew how to do. You're going to get strange, you're going to learn how to make strange noises that you think you can't do, or the noises will come out of you, and you'll be amazed what you can do with your vocal cords, and your throat, and your diaphragm, and your lungs. And now you've got your, then you've got your you've got information on air, and tempo, breathing, how to breathe, the tempo, where to place the air, and all those other things. And you'll learn something about water, and the word about why. You learned about the prayer and the three rules. You have that not only on tape, but you got it written. And also the newspaper exercise, you know what to do with the exercise, how to approach it, what to do with it, and you change your exercises every day if necessary, because you learn new words to pronounce and to speak. Then about the plant, you know what the plant is, and you got the drawing of the plant, although you're here, that's feedback and teach on tape alone. And the first preliminary lessons are the basic lessons. They must be taught first. You've got to see them, or see them drawn. And if you would see them drawn and also be told on tape, you still couldn't do them because you wouldn't have that personal touch or the personal understanding. Now, all that thing goes, now I have an idea of putting the course that I'm teaching you on tape, on paper, and then on tape, and then phonograph records, and then millimeter machine, moving picture machine, the little ones, you see? Those are the outlets. Now, a little later on, I may do it. I'm not sure, but it's going to cost a lot of money. The drawings and cartooning and the drawing, and then also I'm going to get the, say, for instance, the pupil recommending he wants to get the paper course, which is going to be printed. Well, that's a cheap course. Now, but you can't get everything out of it that you should get in other things. Now, on the paper, of course, you get all the instructions, information, and everything else. Then on the tape, you hear the voice and the explanation, and you can also return of some tape to me with questions and everything else, and I send you back. You're holding a correspondence, tape correspondence, better than a letter. That's another opportunity. Then the other opportunity, and then these machines, they can some tape recording machines. I would go to work to the company like over there, and I said to them, do you sell them on payments? Yes, we do. So I said, I write to the pupil that there's a possibility of buying machine cheaper than you can buy somewhere else, and you can buy it on payments, and if you don't want it, then you can return it as rent money. We send you the machine, or this company will send you the machine, $2 a month, $3 a month, or $1 a month. And you use the machine that you want, and if you want to buy it, that money is applied to the buying. If you don't want it, you return it, you rent it to the machine. So I'm not responsible, and the machine is insured. The machine is insured, so the pupil is not responsible, I'm not responsible, and the company is not responsible, the insurance company pays for the damage. Now that way, if you buy a machine, if you get a machine on payments, you don't have to worry whether it pays or whether it doesn't pay. You see? So that's another proposition. And also the phonograph machines. If I send the phonograph companies here in town will make the recordings on the phonograph records, if sends you the phonograph, you can rent it, and if it's damaged, you're not responsible. And you don't, and the insurance company covers the phonograph machine, also the phonograph records, so all you do is study by phonograph. And phonograph records, if it's broken, the insurance company pays it, or the machine is broken, the insurance company pays it, and you're not responsible, neither am I, and neither is the company. The insurance company pays for all damages and all that other stuff. So you see, that's the way I figure I'm planning on doing. Then also, a millimeter machine, that's a picture machine, a little one. So the company will send you their machine on rental basis, also the film on rental basis. So the pupil, you learn from the thing, and all you do is operate it. If you break it, you're not responsible. I'm not responsible. And it's covered by insurance. That's my plan. You see? So you have many ways of learning how to do ventriloquism. But all that you're going to learn here, you're going to learn the psychology, you're going to learn a lot of psychology, which you got some of the preliminary talk. If you're prepared for it, then when you go really into the exercises, it's limber. It's easy to learn. Well, that's the progress I'm doing now. You've got all this, that corner there. You've got all that talk on that first field. On the first field, you make a list of what you have on the first field, and then when you have time, you take number one reel, and you take a pencil and paper, and sit by the table, and play, and now you've got your body. All right, on this page, here on the front one page, you got written body. The next page, you got the next object and everything else. So then when you turn it on, you make a memorandum, and then stop the machine and write what you can. Then you turn the machine on, and then write some more. Now listen to some more. Then you stop the machine and write what you can. You see? And each and every subject that you have on there, you're writing in your book.
You remember as much as you can of what you have heard off of the tape.
That's right. You don't have to write everything down. Only what information you can do or create or write additional.
Yeah.
For instance, you heard about the body, but you can add on more. So you write on the body page what impression you got. And what you thought, and what you think. If you don't get anything now, just don't worry about it. Then if you come to something like about the farm, well, you can write an article about the farm, or a story about a farm, or something pertaining to a farm, making your brain more brilliant and more broad besides what I've given you on the machines. You see what I mean? Okay, then you do all that, and then each and every page has got one page about air. The temple, and also the drawing of the thing. You can draw your own.
Yeah.
You see, I'm only giving you the rough drawing. But you can draw your own and where the different spots are, what the spots are for, and all those other things. Now, your air, and your tone, I'll tell you more about tone. You see, in a dentist, when you go to a dentist and have your tooth pulled, you never notice it. But each and every tooth has its own. If you're having a tooth pulled here, you got, ah! If you have a tooth pulled here, you say, oh, oh, oh. Different position. You see? Now, there are some dentists who are so clever and study their art so finely that before you open your mouth, they can tell you what shape teeth you have and what color teeth you have. I never thought that teeth have color. They're blue, brown, and everything else. But they're light shapes, light tints, and also different shapes. And then dentists, before you open your mouth, they can tell you almost whether you got plates or whether you got bridges or whether you got teeth missing or anything. You see? And some can improve your looks even.
Oh, yeah.
By putting in plates or by putting bridges and things like that. Imagine the children that are born with funny teeth and they've got a wire of teeth and everything else and they change the contour of that face immediately on the child. Well, those are the things, that's the scientific. Well, that's as deep as you go to ventriloquism, if you want to. If you don't, if you just want to spend today purposes, you can use it for entertaining. If you want to go deeper into the science of it, the door is open. You can go into it because you've got the basic, the root, the foundation of ventriloquism. Now you can not only use ventriloquism, just only, you're not learning only ventriloquism here, but you're learning how to speak for platform work, for lecturing, for political work, for singing and talking and every other branch of speech. It covers the whole thing. You want to be a salesman, you know how to talk. You want to be a lecturer, you know how to talk. You know how to use words. And when you speak them properly, correctly, clearly, distinctly, and you've got tone and music in your speech, which you're going to learn through this thing here. Now that table there, are those two things that aha and eh, that fits all languages. You can learn any language through that table. This is the phonetic sound on the telephone.
One, two, three.
Okay, now we continue because we have the sheet cut off. Now this is the beginning of animation. Before you handle a figure, you're going to handle that roll of paper, and then you go into a flag, and then from the flag through the figure. Now why you do it is this. You see, you learn the bottom, which is flat. But that never sits on your knee flat. It's always on edge. It's even on this edge, or that edge, or that edge, or this edge. Those are the north, south, east, and west edges. That's the beginning, but there are other sides. Here, this means front. This means to the right. This means to the left. You see?
Yeah.
Now, whenever a ventriloquist sits down, so few know about this. This is a sacred position. That's the audience. That's the looking glass. You're going to work with looking glass. Now, if you were the audience, and I were to sit down and entertain you, that chair would be like that. That point of that chair is to the audience all the time. So there's a reason for it. Now, this leg goes here. To this leg. This leg immediately swings around and covers that leg in that corner of that chair. I'm sitting this way, sideways. But you think I'm sitting full body. It's an angle of deception immediately. You see? This heel goes to this leg here. You see? Look to this leg. I'm trying to put that back so that you can see. You see? Now, music, you keep tempo. And then children, you keep tempo of words. Now, this line here is your division line. Whether you have crease or not, so you make a chalk mark. That leg is in that direction. And I sit sideways. And I sit more on this hip or the bone than I do on this one. This half of the body belongs to the figure. This half is mine. So I'm sitting this way. I keep the figure as much away from you as possible. But my voice goes in this direction because my mouth is there, but my eyes are there. So I'm sitting this way. And you think I'm facing you. But I'm facing you only with my eyes. My mouth goes here. Half of that sound goes here, the other half goes there. The full sound don't go there. You see? Now, so I sit this way. Now I hold this here for a reason. Now I'm in front. I remember the lesson I gave you. What I gave you is lips closed, tongue up, inhale. I was repeating it. But I taught it to you, but you are going to teach it to the figure. And you must speak slowly, clearly, and distinctly. So I do this. This goes up. Now that's proud. I say to the figure, you watch me in the glass and I watch you in the glass. We never look at each other. Well, rarely. That those lessons will come later. Now I said, I'm going to show you what I like you to do. I see I'm slumped. Remember like I did to you at the board. I say, lips closed. Now this I'll do it first. I said, first I'll do it and I'll teach you to do it. And I'll expect you to do it. I talk to the figure. So I'm sitting in front of the glass. Sitting in front of the glass, I say, now I got my F front. You see? My elbow is here. See, the figure is here. They don't see me even holding the figure. It's covered. Now, I say, there, I'll show you first. First, I'm slumped. Then I say, lips closed, tongue up, I inhale, and I beat five. Like I did there for you. Remember we did it? Now that's all coming back. What I have taught you and made you acquainted and made you conscious of it, how are you going to transmit that, what you learned, into this? And you learn to be it, do it normally, like as if you don't even think that that's a live figure, but you're talking to that in the glass. And in the glass you see that ventriloquist and you see that person and manipulating. If he does it right, you are satisfied. If he does it wrong, you're dissatisfied that he should do it right. So I sit this way. Now then, I do this. Lips closed. Tongue up. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm way up on 5 beats. I don't have to breathe, but I'm talking. Now I stay there for 5. I hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed, tongue down, exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, relax. I show you what happens. Now let me see you try to do it. I'm talking to him. Lips closed, tongue up, inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed. Tongue down. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Away. You see? Now this is more to the edge here, or maybe to the front. You see that edge? There's only edge on there.
Yeah.
See? Now I do it with three hands, a loose hand. I still hold my hand loose. Now I hold it loose hand. Lips closed. Tongue up. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't move my head at all. I let it slide through my hand. Now I'm beginning to get freer. You see?
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid so much. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed, tongue down, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't wobble. Hold it. 2, 3, 4, 5. Relax. But try that again, you wobbled. Yeah, talk to that. Lips closed, tongue up, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. Get up a little higher. That's right. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed, tongue down, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's better. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relax. That's called the up and down exercise.
That's what for your figure.
That's the beginning. You see, this is the spinal column, or the post in the figure. But in the figure, you can't see the post, you can't see the operation of the post, so that's the reason I use this. You see? Now, the back arc, that was the up and down exercise. The back arc is difficult. It needs another movement. You only did this movement. And this heel is against the post so that you don't wobble. And you get way up there. Then come down here. Like that. You learn to do that. You see? But you do it without a shoe on at home to get the close big feeling of the flesh. And you get feel gliding. Then when you can do it, then you do it with your shoe. See? But you do it this way first. And the heel must rest there. Then you slide it off, and then you squeeze the post with your heel. Now we try that up and down again. I take the head. Try the up and down again. Lips closed. I get my position. Lips closed. Tongue up. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. I know I'm in the top. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed. Tongue down. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Relax. Now the back arc is a little different. Now this, that's all you have here. You see?
Yeah.
The hand doesn't move. When you begin learning this, just put the thing there and move it yourself this way without moving the hand. But make it go straight up and down. See?
In order to do that, you have to
get your familiarized.
Leave it on the edge. Put that on the edge there. On your knee, put it on edge.
But as long as it's on edge. See, that then it goes straight.
Yeah, it don't move.
If I put it this way, it would be that way. Then I'd do it this way, I'd be pointing it in that direction. He's not sitting straight. You gotta make it go straight up and down. You learn that first. And then you do your coughing. You have to cough out. Now you do the same thing on your back arc. Now the back arc, you got your knee back there. The back arc does this. And you gotta go straight. You see? You go towards your shoulder. You see, up and back. See what happens? Down. See? At the same time, it's a back arc. Now, the forward arc, you get into position. He gets into position. I always keep this knee away from the audience. He gets into the position before he does the exercise. So the knee goes back and throws the figure partly down. Then you begin from there. Lips closed, tongue up, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed, tongue down, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed, tongue up, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. 2, 3, 4, 5, relax. Then the deep dip, he goes into position again. Go very slowly, human, like a human body, bend down and slowly, casually, carefully, smoothly, like as if he's looking at something on the floor. And this is way in front now. Lips closed, tongue up, inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Lips closed, tongue down, exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get further. That's it. Hold it. One, two, three, four, five. This will come up in here. One, two, three, four, five. Hold it. One, two, three, five. Relax. Now we're going to go to all the movements. Now, we're going to stop. We're going to work. You and I are going to work. Now, some of this is recorded here, you see?
Yeah.
And this, the strangest way thing to take, because I've given you the basic things. Now we're going to, now you and I are going to work. And I'll go through it with you, then you'll do the talking, then we'll go on. Now we're going to get you to do it, and I'll do the talking. I'll do the talking, and then you beat with the hand, and you talk to the figure like as if it was a figure. But you say, I'm going to, you don't look at me, and I don't look at you. We look at each other through the glass. That, if I'm doing that, because then you don't, you're not so conscious of it. Then you get more interest, and that's the habit that you never, you should never look head-to-head to each other, because you don't see any human beings talking head-to-head close together. So why should you do it? They're ventriloquists do it. It's a bad fault. Very bad fault. Now you say to the figure, now you're going to watch me through the glass, and I'm going to watch you through the glass. And now I'm going to do, we're going to do the up-and-down exercise. I'd like you to do it nicely. I showed you how I sit slumped, and I went through it and explained it to you and showed you how I do it. I'd like you to do it. Now then, you ready? Get ready. And I speak slowly. Lips closed. Tongue up. Inhale. One, two, three, four, five. Hold it. One, two, three, four, five. Lips closed. Tongue down. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five. Hold it. One, two, three, four, five. Relax. Now we're going to repeat that very same exercise. That's called the up and down exercise. Now, Harry, you've got to beat with the hands like that. You see, why do you do it? Because it distracts you and adding more more movements and adding more confusion to your mind. But all that confusion you get adjusted a little later on, you'll get used to doing anything. And you do those many things, because this later on there'll be more things added on to what you're doing now. Now you're only moving your toe up and down, and that's all, and holding the toe still. Now then, once more. Lips closed. Tongue up. Inhale. One, two, three, four, five. Hold it. One, two, three, four, five. Lips closed, tongue down, exhale, one, two, three, four, five, hold it, one, two, three, four, five, relax. Now that's the up and down exercise. Now we'll stop the machine and we'll do some exercises. You know, if you watch people sleeping, they sleep measured breath, they sleep in tempo. That's what I do now with this hand. This is in, this is out. You see, the hand movement towards me. When I move the hand towards me, extend it towards me, it's ah. When I put the hand away from me, it's ha. So you're learning to inhale, which you've been doing, but you don't know that you have been doing it. You see? Now, in sleeping, they do, it's a ha, it's a aha. Don't be too eager. Take your time. Do it gradually. Don't show it that you're doing it. I don't show it by my body or anything. Dead fat. See, over here, when I stood here, I did it very soft. And the closer I came, that was increasing there. One, two, three, four, five, the diamond shape. It's going up. Then it comes dies down. You see? So I begin here, and I told you the story so clear and realistic that you almost believe it, you see? And that's the way to tell a story. So you go and you have a bedroom in the house, and the door like that, and you tell the story offhanded. You sit down and begin, tell the story, then when it's time to get up, then you get up and you stand and finish the story, you see? You begin sitting down. See, there was a point in the last war, you know, in the Japanese war, blah, blah, blah. and he came in through here, and then, you know, he had no money.